Module 9, Ideas for Motivating High-Performance Teams. Effective leaders are able to motivate their teams towards high performance. Motivation is essential to the success of every team. There are a few tried-and-true methods that will help you motivate members of your team and direct them towards success. Common methods of motivation include avoiding negative criticism, giving praise, and meeting with individual employees. Let employees be idealists. A motivational leader is able to use questioning to help guide team members toward new ideas. Probing questions, for example, will draw information out of employees. These questions include why, how, what, and who. The 5 whys questioning technique is an effective method of probing. This is done by asking why 5 different times to discover as much information as possible. As you probe, your employees will begin generating new ideas on their own. Soon, your ideas will be theirs. No negative criticism. Focusing on the negative will not motivate employees. Nobody thrives in a negative environment. This is why effective leaders know better than to give negative criticism. While criticism is necessary, there is no reason to make it negative. Criticism should be given in an understanding tone, not a negative tone. Provide solutions to problems. Do not focus on the problems themselves. Additionally, you need to focus on employee strengths when giving criticism to keep the employee from dwelling on problems alone. Give ample praise. Employees need to be praised. Failure to praise employees will destroy motivation. The praise that you give employees, however, needs to be genuine. Do not give them vague, meaningless acclaim. You need to cite specific accomplishments. People know when your praise is not sincere. There are a few things to remember to praise employees effectively. Give praise, not criticism. Only criticism will be remembered when it's mixed with praise. Praise actions instead of innate strengths. Leaders need to be generous with their praise, so actively look for good performance. You may be surprised when you stop focusing on problems. Have lunch with each employee. Spending individual time with employees is an effective method of motivation. It is time-consuming, but it is worth the extra effort. Taking time to have lunch with every employee can make this task easier. Since you and your employees are already at work, you will not have to meet at a separate location or take extra time out of your schedules. When you adopt this method of connection, it is important that you do not overlook anyone. Have lunch with everyone. Multiple lunches with a single employee signals favoritism and creates problems within the team. Case study. Gerald learned that one of his employees just broke a sales record. He went to congratulate Jackie and found her working with a customer. He waited until she was done to congratulate her personally. He thanked her for all of her hard work. After praising her, Gerald gave her a few pointers to improve her sales technique. Jackie tried to smile, but she was visibly annoyed by the encounter. She confided in a coworker that he should share his pointers with employees who did not break sales records rather than her.